Last time we began discussing the din, the kol she'enem mekabel tumah enem mekabel ksamim, that tumah ksamim doesn't apply to a darvish enem mekabel tumah. We began discussing the reason for that, what kinds of tumah fall under this category, does it apply to tumah negayim, if it doesn't apply to regular tumah. So let's talk today about some of the other details of Kabbalah tumah in the context of ksamim. The Gemara tells us on Daf Samach Amud Beis, Amar Baye. Rav Nechemya, who's the Baal HaShita, the Kol She'enem Mekabel Ksamim Enem Mekabel Tumah, would be metaher a kethem found on a cloth that didn't have a shear of gimel al gimel etzbos. That wasn't considered to be ra'oi for anyone, not functional, therefore not a kli, and therefore not Mekabel Tumah, because it fell below the minimum shear to be considered a kli. And this is quoted Lalacha by Beshach in Sifkat and Tezayin. Afilu minshu mekabel tumah. Even if the material is a type that could be mekabel tumah, ela sheshiura garam lo. But the chisan is in the shear. Kigav malas sheimel gimel gimel kadisa beshas mevi beis Yosef kakas veposkim. That also is excluded from tumas ksam. So these details are a little bit complex. And some are subject to machlokas to figure out when it comes to a beged, what's the shir le'inyan tumah, what's the shir le'inyan kabbalas ksamim. So there are three possibilities. Sometimes the shir is a kol shu, sometimes the shir is gimel gimel etzbos, sometimes the shir is gimel gimel tfachim. The Rambam begins parakot beis of kelim, based on the Gemara it Mishnayos in Perikos Ayin Kav Ches and Kalim Shabbos Daf Kavav Kamashir Habeged Lehistame Shlosha Tvachim Shlosha Tvachim LeMedris. So Tumas Medris is relevant if you have a Beged that's 3x3 Tvachim. The Shalosh Etzbos Shalosh Etzbos Mechuvanos Imamalal LeTumas Emei Shalosha Tumas. So Tumas Medris by default is 3x3 Tvachim. Tumas Meis and other Tumas are by default 3x3 etzbos. Medvam Ramurim, the big Netzarim Pishim. That's if the Beged is made out of wool and linen, the classic material for Beged. Ava Begadim Shal Shar Minin, but if the Beged is made out of any other material, Eimakablin Tuma Mikola Tumos, Elim Hayabahan Shlosha Tvachim, Al Shlosha Tvachim, O Yeser. So the Shear of Gimel Esbos, or Gimel Esbos, is only relevant for Tzemer Pishtim for Tumas Medris. Sorry, only relevant for Tzemer Pishtim for Tumas Meis and Shar Tumos. When it comes to other materials, so the only sheer relevance is Gimel al Gimel Tvachim. Shenemar o Beged, mi piyash bo lamdu, shabakasav l'rabba l'shosh tvachim l'shosh tvachim l'shar begadim l'tumah. Then the Rambam tells you further qualification. Medvar mamurim, that's talking about if you had a bigger baguette and you ripped off a piece of it, and now you're looking at that piece. Fine, so let's leave Tumas Medris aside for our purposes. If you have a baguette that you're weaving, that you're creating anew from scratch, so then there's no minimum shear. Could be as long as the baguette is functional, as we'll see. But there's no objective minimal shear. When are shear relevant? If it's a piece that is cut off a larger beged. So then, if it's made out of tzemer pishtim, you have the difference between a shear of gimel etzbos versus gimel tvachim, depending on the type of tumah. So let's leave aside tumas medris, just talking about shar tumas. So then, for the beged tzemer pishtim, if it's broken off of a larger beged, the shear is going to be gimel or gimel etzbos. And if it's other materials, then the shear is going to be gimel al gimel tfachet. And then the Rambam Halacha Beis has another din of begadim avim bioser or rakim bioser that we'll get to in a little while. So if we're starting off this Rambam, so then it should come out that if we're talking about any material other than Tzemer U'Pishtim, and you have a Begah that you cut into a smaller piece, so then in order for the Begah to be Mekabel Tumah, and by extension, in order to have Tumah Tzomim, it would have to be larger than a Shear of Gimel or Gimel Tvachim. What's the Shear of Gimel Tzvachim, and what's the Shear of Gimel Tvachim? So B'chayim Noah's Shear of Gimel Tzvachim is 2.36 inches, and the Chazon Ish's Shear of Gimel Tzvachim is 2.83 inches. So Gimel Tzvachim is somewhere in the range of 2.5 inches. And Gimel Tzvachim, according to B'chayim Noah's Shear, is about 9.5 inches. According to the Chazon Ish's Shear, is about 11 1/3 inches. The Chazon Ish famously writes in his Kuntusei Shiurim, the end of Oz Tesvav, that where his own, the Chazon Ish's own Shiurim, are Lukula, so then you have to be Machmir like the smaller Shiur on Daraisas. That's not necessarily relevant to us because Ksamim are Din Rabbanan. So then it would be arguable that you have the right to rely on the Chazon Ish's Shiur L'shitaso, even Lukula. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Vosner quoted as saying that even when it comes to Ksamim, you should be Machmir like the more Chumradik Shir, and therefore the Choshesh for Rav Chaim Noah that you have a smaller Shir in order to have a Begah that's Mekabel Tumah. But whatever that Shir is, so again, Gimel as well as the summer in the 2.5 inch range, Gimel Tvachim is summer in the 9.5 to 11.5 inch range. Okay, so
When we say Gimel
Tzvachim, when we say Gimel Tzvachim? So far, we're not done yet. According to the Rambam, if you have a Begad that you're making anew, as long as it's a functional Begad, so then there's no minimum shear. As long as it's functional, it'll be Mekabel Tumah. If you're ripping off a piece of an existing Begad, so then, if it's a Begad made out of Tzemer, U'Pishtim, we're talking about for Shar Tumas, leaving aside Tumas Madras, so then if it's made out of Tzemer U'Pishtim, the Shear is going to be Gimel Esbos al Gimel Esbos. If it's made out of any other material, the Shear will be Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. So the fault should have been that you should be Megal, and what's quoted from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Vosner, I think, is assuming that even though it's the Rabbanan, but it's, as we saw other indications, that these are Dvarim Chamurim, so maybe there's an orientation more L'chumra, because the reason the Ketha Mishnah, etc., that we discussed earlier, the orientation that because of the higher level Chashash of the Raisa, Yisrkaris, maybe the orientation is more L'chumra. Okay.
Even though the Note of Yehuda uses that Seika by the Ksamen, or with the Dabbat Rabbanan, that's what happened to your Rabbanan.
Yeah, again, so here we're talking just in terms of Shirim, so is the one isn't necessarily to the exclusion of the other, that could be have an orientation still when it comes to Shirim to be Machmer. Now, that din, that if you have a beged which is created anew, so then there's no minimum shear. Tosfos in Shabbos Kavav Amin Aleph has a caveat. Tosfos on the bottom of Kavav Amin Aleph Dibur Maskel Ein Bo Mishim Gimel Al Gimel. The Tosfos there distinguishes between if you intend to weave more material onto the garment or not. So if you have a garment which is less than the shear, let's say Gimel Etzbos or Gimel Etzbos. If you have a garment which is less than Gimel Etzbos or Gimel Etzbos and you don't intend to expand it, so then it'll be Mekabel Tumah as a standalone kli even if it's less than Gimel Espaus or Gimel Espaus. If your intention is to expand it, you started with a little bit, but your intention is to weave more and you haven't gotten to it yet, so because you haven't realized the intended shear slash function of the beged, so then it won't be Mekabel Tumah if it's less than Gimel Espaus al Gimel Espaus. Rav Avadya points out, beginning on page Tav of the Taras Habayis, that this distinction between Tamar Pishtim and other materials may be connected to the general Machlokas Rishonim that we know about more in the context of Tzitzis, whether Shar Begadim are Chayiv and Tzitzis Minotar. The distinction between Tamar Pishtim and Shar Begadim may be Lishitaso, that Tamar Pishtim alone have the status of a Beged, and other materials are of a lower standing. But if you assume, like the Ramah in Hilchos Tzitzis, like Ashkenazim assume, that even other material is chayiv min haTorah, so then maybe you wouldn't distinguish between Tamar Pishtim and other materials for purposes of the shiur for Kabbalas Tumah either. But Rav Avadya says that, however, even for Ashkenazim, you still could be makel for Ksamim, because he says that Ksamim Shamim Lahakel, as Elon just pointed out. So even for Ashkenazim, it doesn't have to be a Lishitasa. You could be Makel, if you want to call it that, like the Ramah, to assume that your concepts is a Chayim in the Torah, and you still have the right to be Makel for the Shear of Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim for Kadim Begadim for purposes of Tumas Ksamim. Okay. Now look back here on Daf Samach on the days. So that name of Abaye, that if you have a cloth that's less than Gimel or Gimel Espos, it's not the Kabbal Tumas Samim. Says Tosas, V'hachalo parach pshita, k'mo le'el, b'zvachim perat dam chatas. That's in the context of kibus dam chatas, that only a beggar that's Mekabal Tumah is chayiv in kibus dam chatas. Mashmid yichashiv alayu v'yichtem mekablim tumah. So, Tosa says that if you have a machshava to use this as a functional beged, even if it's less than a shear of Gimel Espaus, it will still be Mekabel Tumah. In the Gilyan HaShasri of Yukiveger, he's Mitzayin the Tosos in Sukkah. That's in the context of the minimum shear for material to use as schach, that anything that's the schach has to be material that's right with Kabbal Tumah. So there the Gemara discusses the minimum shear as well. So there, Tosus assumes, Dibra Maskel de Lo Chazi, that in the context of blows, in the context of worn out pieces of material, that machshava isn't sufficient to give it a status of Kabbalas Tumah for purposes of schach. That if you have belows that are less than a shear of Gimel Espaus or Gimel Espaus, so even if you're machshavit to use as a beged or as a kli, that's insufficient to give it a status of Kabbalas Tumah for purposes of schach. So that's the implicit kasha that Rebbe raises or points out, that here, Tosis is assuming that Machshava is sufficient. There, Tosis assumes that Machshava is not sufficient. However, then Tosis says, "Afil chishva lein baladaito." the Gemara in Zvachim Tzadidal, it sounds like Machshava works. Lo dami, the Hasa Machshava, and he carries me to Masa, Kidafrishis, Parakav Kastakela. That no, Machshava will work if it's Machshava, and he carries me to Masa. A Machshava alone isn't sufficient to give a beged less than the requisite shear, a status of a beged for purposes of Kabbalah's Toma. But if it's Machshavas and Yikaras Mitoch Masav, if you're doing something to fashion this baggit in a more functional way, so it's not just Machshavas, it's Machshavas that's associated with the Maisa, so then that would be, that's the kind of Machshavas that would be sufficient to assign it that status of Kabbalah's Tumah. But either way, our Tosis here assumes that Machshavas does work if you have a baggit that's less than Gimel Espos or Gimel Espos, and there's machshavah that it should be functioning as a kli, that will work to give the status of Kabbalah's Tumah, and by extension, Kabbalah's Ksamim. The Rambam, however, in Perek Kaf Beis, Halacha Kaf Aleph, writes, Matlis she'ein behem gimel tfachim al gimel tfachim ein mekablin tumah, v'mchishav aleihem v'china an mekablin tumah ad she'yu pachas migimel al gimel etzbos. So the Rambam distinguishes between Gimel Tvachim or Gimel Tvachim versus Gimel Tvachim or Gimel Tvachim for purposes of whether Machshava is effective. Machshava will work for a Beged that's less than Gimel Tvachim or Gimel Tvachim, but more than Gimel Tvachim or Gimel Tvachim. But if it's less than Gimel Tvachim, even Machshava won't work. And the Ravid in Perek Kaf Gimel Halacha Gimel assumes like Tosfos, the Ravid in his Hasagas Kaf Gimel Gimel assumes like Tosfos that Machshava works even if it's less than Gimel Espos Al Gimel Espos. There's a piece in the Brisker of Stencils. This is page Kuf Sadi Tes on Nazir. He quotes from Chayim that maybe this Machlok is around in Ravid is based on what is the yesod of a shear of Gimel al Gimel when it comes to defining a baget for Kabbalah's Tumah purposes. Is it midin chashivas that something less than a shear of Gimel al Gimel espos is lacking in chashivas, or is it just a generic halachal Moshe Mitzrayim kind of shear, divorced from any particular reason per se? Is it a din of chashivas? Is it a din of regular lachal Moshe Misina? So, if it's a din of chashivas, so then the stam is that if it's less than gimel, it's possible gimel as well, there's no chashivas. But if you assign a chashivas, if there's machshava, so then machshava could work to give it that chashivas, even if it's less than gimel as well, gimel as well. If, however, it's just a generic halachal Moshe Misina, Shir halacha, so then if that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that's non-negotiable, and Machshava is not going to help. I think this may be totally in Girsah, so I read the Gemara in Zvachim Tzadi Dalet, but that's what the Brisker Rav quotes from Reb Chaim as far as what may be behind this machlokas as to whether Machshava works for pachas mi gimel esbos al gimel esbos. Totally side point. Yitzchak Chanan, Shuvas Ber Yitzchak Choshe Mishvat Simen Hey, raises the following question, or raises this issue in the context of the Kinyan Chalipin. In order to affect the Kinyan Chalipin, the Gemara says, you need to have a Sudar that's Gimel Esbos al Gimel Esbos. So there's a minimum shear for a Sudar for purposes of Kinyan Chalipin. So the Shoel to that Shuvah, Yisrael Chanan, wondered, based on what we just saw, we began with in the Rambam, that shear of Gimel Esbos and Gimel Esbos is only relevant for Tamar Pishtim. But when it comes to Shar Begadim, then you should require a shear of Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. And he says, no one points it out that if you have a Kadim handkerchief, you want to do a Kinyan Chalipin, It would have to be Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. So you have to look back at the Shu'ah there. I thought that may be a Ha'ara if it's a Sudar which was ripped off a larger Beged. But if it was made in its current form, L'chachila as such, so then we said the Shi'ar is Kol Shu'ah. But these Shi'arim are only relevant if you rip off something from an existing Beged. You have to look back and see. See, he's only talking about if you rip it off. How often do you use a siddur that's ripped off? Not sure. Then, back where we started at the beginning of Perek HaBeis, the Rambam Halacha Beis has a second detail here. Have the Gadim, this is the Mishnah in Perek HaFes Kelim. Had the gadim ha'avim b'yoser, a beged that is exceedingly thick, kigon halavadim, hanimadim, akashim, so hard, thick material begadim, of the gadim harakim b'yoser, or exceedingly thin and flimsy begadim, kigon big day pishtan shamitzrayim, shabasar nira mitachtan, einan mekablin toma. So if you have a beged that is thicker than normal or thinner than normal, even if it's made out of samra pishtim, where the shear should have been gimel esbos al gimel esbos, here the shear becomes gimel tvachim al gimel tvachim. Why is that so? So the Rambam explains in Peirush Mishnayos, this is Perek Kaf Ches, Mishnah Ches, and Kelim. Perek Kaf Ches, Mishnah Ches. Koshu gas me'od, adak me'od, ein sholosh al sholosh mimenu mistamei v'tumim min atumos. So if it's exceedingly thick or thin, so then the shear is not gimel esbos. Mimnei she'eino ro'i luklon, because it's not functional. If you have a beged made out of average material, so a smaller baguette that's only gimel esbos, well, gimel esbos could be functional. But if it's made out of, excuse me, very thick or very thin material, that's not functional as a kli, and therefore it's only mekabel tuma if it's more than gimel tvachim al gimel tvachim. Rav Yashir makes the following ha'ar on this. This is in Kovas Shuvas Chelak Gimel Sivan Kuflam and Gimel. Chelak Gimel Sivan Kuflam and Gimel. He quotes from the Rash in Kalim, he quotes the Tosefta in the following Lashon. Ha'osa chaluko mina levad. So if you're making a shirt out of this thicker material, im yeshlo shlosha shlosha tamei vim laftar. If it has 3x3 tvachim, it's tameh. Otherwise, it's tar. And he quotes, Rav Yashu quotes the Chazon Ish, Kalim Simul Amin Beis, that why should that be? The whole din of begadim avin b'yoser or begadim harakim b'yoser, the Rambam here, based on that Mishnah, that's again talking about if you have a ripped piece from a larger garment. But if you start off with something that size, so then it should be mekabel tuma b'kol shu'ah. The lashon of Tosefta is ha'osa chaluko min alavad. It sounds like if you're making it from scratch, then the shear is going to still going to be gimel tvachim al gimel tvachim. Why should that be? The din should have only been if you're ripping it off of a larger beged. So, the Chazon Ish suggests that maybe there's a Tosofrim in this Tosefta, the way the Rash quotes it, and instead of saying Ha'osa Chaluko Min Alavad, it should say Kalok Shebala. That the Tosefta is dafka talking about a existing chaluk that got worn off, worn out, and then part of it got ripped off. And then if the shiur of Gimel Tvachim of Gimel Tvachim is relevant, that if you have a levad or something that's oddly oser, then even if it's made out of Samar Pishtim, the shiur is going to be Gimel Tvachim as opposed to Gimel Esbos. Okay, so that's all the theory. How is any of this relevant, Lemaisa? So there's a, Rabbi Karp has a puzzling citation, B'Shem Rav Eliashiv, which we'll see in a couple moments. Rav Eliashiv elsewhere in print seems to say something different. Rabbi Karp, Mishmar Satara, page Pei Vav, quotes from Rav Eliashiv, that if you have a cotton pad, a sanitary pad, that material, the standard sanitary pad made out of cotton, is considered to be levadim, avim bioser. And therefore, the shear for Kabbalah Stoma should be Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. So, if that's the case, just the Mitzias, the largest pad, I was just looking, the U.S. government regulations for sanitary pads, so there are shiurim that you, it has to fit within a certain range of shiurim to be approved. So the range, there's regular, large, and extra large. So the maximum shiur for any pad that you're allowed to market, even extra large, is about 12 inches by 4 inches. So that comes out anyway you make your cheshbonos, that comes out to less than Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. Ravadi points out, by the way, that the shear of Gimel Esbos al Gimel Esbos al Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim is you need a minimum of Gimel Esbos both lengthwise and widthwise. It's insufficient, it's not enough to have the square inchage be the equivalent of 3 by 3, but you have to have a minimum of 3 in each side, because he says that's the nature of the shear. But even if you square it, 12 by 4, it's not going to be Gimel Tvachim, even according to Reb Chaim. No, maybe the 3 is, but the 12 is the 12 is, but the 3 is nowhere near.
Do most posts agree to that?
I haven't seen anyone that disagrees in print. I don't know if it's Pashat. He says that he assumes it's a Davar Pashat. I don't recall seeing it discussed elsewhere. But for our purposes, even if you didn't accept that, the Mitzias, at least the way it's presented, maybe there are illegal, larger pads out there, but it sounds like the generally marketed ones will be less than Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. But the difficulty with that is, based on our presentation, so the shear of Gimel al Gimel as well as Tvachim is relevant if you cut something off a larger baguette. But if this is the way it was fashioned from the beginning, and it's asi lakach, and it's functional, so then it should be mekabel tuma even if it's a kol shehu. If it's functional and it's created as such, it should be mekabel tuma even if it's less than a shear, al gimel tvachim or gimel tvachim. Now, post about, yeah?
Would that only be applicable, meaning that it was made originally, that only be applicable for like regular material that's a regular thickness, but
no, that's relevant. That's relevant across the board. That's relevant for levadim also. Meaning the flow over here, the halacha based in the Rambam here is talking about a kera. Einam megavim tomad, she had the kera, shlosh etvachim, shlosh etvachim. So the difference between avim b'yoser and normal is only relevant for a piece ripped off. It's not relevant for a bag of asu lakach mitchila. Yoni.
Do we know that that's how they're made? Meaning, are they made individually, or is it like they have like a giant, you know, pad that's cut into whatever shapes? Maybe in Hanami it is.
So the worst or best, I imagine, is that they're probably made in like non-perforated, connected with perforations or something that need to be ripped, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that would still, I think, be considered, meaning if it was made with that intention, it's not like you have
a
bag that you're cutting off a piece of.
Like you just have like a line and then like a cookie cutter. Just
right.
And
so I would think that's considered asu lakach regardless. Now, there may be other reasons that a peg would be makabel toma. It may not be makabel toma because it's considered disposable or chad pa'mi. Even though Rav Yosh himself is machmer in that in the context of toilet papers, we'll get to. That's in Kovas Chuvas, the next Chuvah, Chela Gimel Sinu Kuf Lama Dalet. Chela Gimel Kuf Lama Dalet. But many poskim assume that toilet paper is not makabel toma because it's chad pa'mi, it's not permanent. But I wasn't sure what Rabbi Kart meant in this citation from Rav Yashiv that it fails on the shear count because of the din of Levadim and assess the Gimel Tvachim and Gimel Tvachim. Rav Yashiv himself writes a different reason in Chela Gimel Sivan Kuflam and Gimel. Chela Gimel Sivan Kuflam and Gimel. So there he writes that no, that a pad is considered Asa Mitchila Lamabush. It's serving the function that it was created for, and therefore it was made as such as mekabel tuma of the kolshim, which is what we would have expected to say. So I'm not sure what Rabbi Karp's citation from Rav Yashiv is based on. It seems to be against what Rav Yashiv writes himself in a printed tshuva. Yeah.
Would there be an issue of chakami there or no?
Where? Well, it's only made for one-time use, so if something that's chad pavi is not a kabel tuma because there's no permanence, so then...
So it doesn't have any relevance to the pad?
No, I'm saying that. Oh, right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you could say that a pad is not a kabel tuma for other reasons, like it's chad pavi, but to discount it on the basis of a shear sounds difficult to understand, and Rav Yashiv himself in Tshuva writes otherwise. Now, even... Okay.
I think the reason why it's difficult is because it's presumably made in Tchilat
right.
If you understood that it was initially made to be a big thing and then it was cut up.
Right, but that's not the Messias.
Okay.
Now then, Rabbi Karp's not making a Maisa because he quotes further from Rav Yashiv, a different Svara, Lahafmir, that if you have it, you're putting the pad... You're putting the pad between the body and the undergarment. So he goes from Rav Yashiv, that's considered to be batel to the beged. Even if it's not sewn together, but because it's meant to protect you, to keep you clean, so it's considered that pad is batel to the beged, and therefore would be considered to be the kabel tuma as an extension of the beged. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that from Rav Yashiv as well, without a reason. Rabbi Karp's quotes from Rav Yashiv that it's batel to the beged because, even if it's not formally sewn, but it's considered ke'ilu it's sewn together because it's meant to protect the beged, so it's like an extension of the beged. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the din b'tzachim Rav Yashiv without explanation. So even Rabbi Karp, despite what he does quote, that maybe it fails on the shear count, still says that it'll be considered makabel tuma because it's considered batel to the beged. But lemaisa, leaving aside that citation of Rabbi Karp that requires further analysis where they came from, but generally speaking, when it comes to a pad, we would assume that as far as shear goes, it wouldn't be discounted based on the shear because it's asur lekach, even if it's less than gimel. In practice, even the smallest shear is going to be more than gimel, gimel, it's both, but even the biggest shear will be less than gimel, gimel, tefachim. But anyway, you slice it, even if it would be less than gimel, gimel, it's both, if it's asur lekach mitchila, then it should be considered, as far as the shear is concerned, the kabel tumah. Again, you might discount it. You might discount it because it's chad fami, but you wouldn't discount it on the basis of the shear. You may discount it on the basis. Yeah. Okay. The poskim discuss post in the last few hundred years. What is the status of paper as far as kabbalah tumah for ksamim purposes? So the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Kalim, Halacha Aleph. Ha'osa kli kibol mikal makom reishim mekabel tumah b'kol shem minatara. So there's no minimum shear for kli kibol. Ketzad ha'osa kis min ha'or, etc. Omen en ha'yar, af al pich en ha'yar, eino mekabel tumah. So Rambam writes that ni'yar in and of itself is not mekabel tumah, but if you fashion a kli kibol out of it, then it could be mekabel tumah. So tshuvas noda b'Yehuda, tinyana simen kuf hei, tinyana simen kuf hei. I apologize, I have a slight cough and congestion, but I did take a COVID test this morning to be safe, and it was negative. So I might give you a call, but I won't, whatever. So the Nod Yehuda, the Shoal of the Nod Yehuda wanted to distinguish between the papyrus grass, the papyrus paper made in biblical times, and paper made out of other material, of linen, of rags, in the time of the Nod Yehuda. And he thought that the old paper made out of grass is Mekabel Tumas Negayim, and our paper is not. So Nod Yehuda says, early modern paper made out of rags, made out of tamar pishtim, is metame v'negayim. Then he says, even when it comes to asavim, if you make a baguette out of it, then that should be mekabel shar tumos, because that's no worse than levadim. And the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halachir Aleph, Koshu Arug, Beimi Tamer Pishtim, Beimi Kanvus, Omi Meshi, Omi Shar Dvar, Omi Gedelim B'Yabasha, is considered baguette. So any material that grows from the ground, if it's fashioned into a baguette, could be mekabel tumah. So explains his son, you know, who's the son, Shuvah Shiva Sion Simen Lamites. Piskei Shuvah is Mitzayan in Sifkat Yurches. So Shiva Sion Simen Lamites So someone attacked another Yehuda, attacked his father on this psak. He says, first of all, the term niyar, one of the things that the Shoal raised against another Yehuda is against the Rambam. The Rambam says niyar is not makabel tuma, and those who say niyar is makabel tuma. So says the Shiva Sion that you have to understand that niyar is a general term that includes any material that you could write on. So cloth made out of leather is also referred to as niyar, because marmor comes to that effect. So niyar is a general, generic term that could refer to various materials that are used to write on, some of which may be mekabel tuma, some of which may not be mekabel tuma. He says that's meduyak in the round that we just read, says, afa pi she'ein haniyar mekabel tuma, haniyar behe hayidia. Even though you make, if you make a kli from that kind of niyar that's not mekabel tuma, it could be mekabel tuma if you make a kli gibel out of it. But it doesn't mean that every niyar is mekabel tuma. So he says the Shiva Zion, that yeah, there were types of paper that are not mekabel tuma. The paper they have, the Doris HaRishonim, before they knew how to make paper the way we do. So then people would write on a leaf, would write on a vegetable, would write on a tree bark that was smoothed down. And that's not mekabel tuma because there was no processing done. There's no shinoi. It's not, it's considered like Klipas Eitz, which is not Mekabel Tuma. And that's what the Rambam is talking about in Peri Beis Hilchos Kelim. That Af Mishayin on the Yar Mekabel Tuma. But our paper, which is made out of heat, made out of linen, that's pulverized, made into paper. So then, even if it's not mekabel tuma miyatzmusa, if you make a kli, it'll be mekabel tuma. Sorry. So there, that is mekabel tuma, even if, because that is material, it's all from material that is mekabel tuma. So tzamer pishtim is mekabel tuma. If you fashion it into paper, it remains yachol mekabel tuma. So that's what the Nodav Yudah son says. An explanation of the sheet of the Nodav Yudah. So even everyone would agree that's a Rambam. If you have in the yar that's not mekabel tuma, you make it into a kli kibol. So now it's a kli that's mekabel tuma. But the Nodav Yudah is saying if you have a piece of paper, a piece of paper is not a kli kibol, but because it's made out of material which fundamentally is mekabel tuma, it's made out of semer pishtim, even though it's now formed into a totally different entity. So that status of Tzemer Pishtim remains and is still considered to be Mekabel Tuma. And the Piskei Teshuva here, of course, is the Behuda and Sif Katan Yuchas, also quotes the Sidri Tara argues. And Sidri Tara says, no, Panu Chadasha is Bo'o Lekan. That even if it's true that you made the paper out of rags, out of heap, but it looks nothing like the original Tzemer Pishtim now, and it's Panim Chadashos Bo Lekan. Chasim Sofer is Mekel in this as well. Chelik Vav Simen Pei Aleph. Chelik Vav Simen Pei Aleph. And Rabbi Morgenstern, and this is volume 2 of the Piskei Das, page 393, he quotes that there's a difference between the first printing of the Chochmas Adam and the second printing of the Chochmas Adam. In the first printing of the Chochmas Adam, it says, Im nimsa al niyar shelo ayidei bedika v'kinuach tahora. That if you see a kesef on a piece of paper, not a piece of paper that was used to wipe, not a bedika, But you just see a kesef and a piece of paper, tahora, period. So that sounds like paper is not mekabel tuma. Because even if you see a kesef, you also make a gris, and a piece of paper is not mekabel tuma. However, the second edition, which is printed posthumously, so we have printed here in Klal Kufya Gimel Simen Ches, so there it says, Niyar Hudavra HaMekabel Tuma, Deloki Sidri Tara. There it says, paper is Mekabel Tuma against the Sidri Tara. So it sounds like there was a chazara between when the Chachmas Adam was alive and when the Chachmas Adam passed away. He says, don't think that this crept into the Chachmas Adam without his knowledge after he passed away, because the editor of the second edition that was published posthumously writes in his Hakdama that all the changes in the Chachmas Adam were al pi ksav yad of the Mechaber. So you shouldn't doubt its authenticity. And more than that, Rabbi Morgenstern points out that the Chachmas Adam himself printed a tshuva which is printed in the Chaye Adam, in the second edition of the Chaye Adam. And there he writes explicitly in the context of the tshuva Bat Kalayim that this argument of the Sidri Tara of Panim Chadoshes Baal Lakan is insufficient to be mafkia the tuma status of a Bega. So he says that you see clearly that the Chachmas Adam was Chozer, and the Madura Shni of the Chachmas Adam is his authentic position against the Sidri Tara, like the No de Behuda. That being said, Rav Avadia, when he lists all the later Svarim, see, he tallies it up that most Achronim are Mekel on this, that paper is not considered to be Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Karp makes another ara on page Sadi that in the time of the Noda Yehuda, paper was fashioned primarily from linen, cotton, wool, heap, rags made out of those materials. Beginning in the 19th century, it began making paper out of wood pulp, which is how we generally make paper now. So Rabbi Karp points out that even the Machmirim, it only makes sense to be Machmir, in the Svar of the Machmirim is that fundamentally paper is Samarpishtim, paper to Samarpishtim is Mekabel Tuma. So it doesn't make a difference if you don't subscribe to Panim Chadoshes Baal Lakan, so it doesn't make a difference that it was reformatted, reconstituted into this new entity of paper. But if you're making paper out of wood pulp, so then what's the original material? The original material is wood. So a kli eitz is only in the mekabel tuma if there's a clay kibble, if there's a base kibble. So then even the machmirim, he says, should agree that our paper isn't considered mekabel tuma because our paper is made out of wood. In order for wood to be considered a kli mekabel tuma, it has to have a base kibble. So I have a carved sara. Okay, so this is most relevant to toilet paper, because you usually wouldn't find some in loose leaf paper. So Rav Moshe writes, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Gimel, Yerodea Chela Gimel Simen Nun Gimel. Niyar Shalanu Shehudak V'lo Shayef L'Kabsan Shiroi L'Shamish B'hu Ukamo Shumuluchlach Baksam and Vada in a Roy, Nevatal Zahaniar, Vahuka Karua Umushkas, Mishum Tashmish Ligamri. Shavade Eno Shuv Mekabel Tuma. Vahabe Kisidri Tara Lomi Tame. So Moshe says, you don't have to come on to the Sidri Tara as Panu Chadashas, but look on. If you have toilet paper, which is the etzem flimsy and only usable once, it would never be reused for anything, it's considered karua umushtas, so you can't consider that a kli that would be mekabel tuma. So Rav Moshe says, for that reason, even if you were to argue that fundamentally paper is mekabel tuma, but toilet paper is definitely not mekabel tuma because it is flimsy, chapami, not meant for repeated use. He writes and says, "What? Yeah.
Our toilet paper is also made from wood pulp?
I haven't researched it, but I assume so.
Same material as regular writing paper?
You could probably find that out in 30 seconds, but I have to research it. Let me know. I assume so.
It's about
Southern yellow pines and Douglas firs.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
It's half emotional. It's not what it is. Thank you for that reason. Your body even off the month this season.
Is Rabbi Karp should be correct? I haven't seen that anywhere else. I thought that was a... it seems to make a lot of sense. I don't know. What Rav Moshe says is more expansive, meaning even if you were to make toilet paper if you made toilet paper out of rags, would it be as flimsy as ours? I don't know. Okay, but that's the most folks can assume, like what Rav Moshe writes. Again, Rav Yashiv in Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph is machmir, that he doesn't think the Chad Pami Svar is enough to... enough to be makel on for toilet paper, but most poskim are makel that even if number one, it could be all paper is not makabel tuma. Even if you're machmir like the Novi Yehuda, that paper is makabel tuma, but it's so flimsy and chad pami that it shouldn't be makabel tuma for that reason. And that seems to be the consensus of poskim. Now the poskim discuss separate from that, so. That's relevant if you see dam and a piece of toilet paper in a vacuum. But is anything different if you see dam and a piece of toilet paper bikinuach? Meaning a woman is matelis mei raglayim, and then she wipes herself, and then you see dam on the toilet paper. So do you have to be choshesh that maybe argashav lavadaita? That maybe there was a hargasha that was masked, and maybe it'd have to be choshesh that maybe there's hargasha associated with that kesef. So are you choshesh for that? And would you consider the kinuach to be a bedika? As if you see dam in a bedika, there's no kulas ksamen. But is the kinuach considered to be a bedika? So the Chavos Das is machmir, the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi. Chavos Das is machmir if you do a kinuach toch sheer vest. It was in a sheer vest after Hatalas Meir Glai. So how much is a sheer vest? So Rav Vosner writes that it's difficult to be mako within a minute. That if it's within a minute of Atalas Mei Raglayim, you have to be machmir. But Rabbi Forst points out that that's a little difficult to accept because it's clear that the sheer vest is a lot shorter than that. If you look in Siman Kuf Tzadi Seif Nun Aleph, so it's mavur there that the sheer vest is the amount of time it takes to do a bedika. So the amount of time it takes to do a bedika is a lot less than a minute. Yeah.
What's the chronology here?
The woman was matelis mei raglayim, and then she wipes herself, and she sees a kesem on the she sees dam on the toilet paper.
So what are you waiting for?
So, if the theory is that if you did the kinuach within a sheer vest of the Meir Glayim, then it's harder to divorce that kesem from the Atalas Meir Glayim, and maybe you have to be choshesh that argishav lavadaita. If enough time passes, whatever that time is, we'll get to, that's what we're talking about, So then you have the right to view that as a standalone kesem, not related to the Yatel of Mary Glai.
Yeah, I'll let her finish this point.
Okay. So Ramosha writes, this is Tshuva Yugimel to Rabbi Iyer, that if a woman isn't belachat, I mean, she's Matel's Mary Glai, and then she wipes herself. So if she's not running to grab a crying baby, or to take the pot off the flame that's about to burn, and she does the kinuach benachas, so the amount of time between the end of the Tos Meir Glayim and the kinuach is going to be more than a sheer vest. So those few seconds is going to be more than a sheer vest, and then you don't have to worry about that kesem and be concerned of argashel levadaita. It's only if you're wiping yourself in a abnormally hurried way that maybe you have to be choshesh for argashel v'lav adaita. So, yeah.
This is all if we were to assume that toilet paper is mechal tamah?
This is all, no. Even if you assume that it's not mechal tamah, and you have tumas, so, even if you assume that we're not subject to Tumas Ksamah D'Rabbanan, maybe you have to be choshesh that argashav levadaita. Because this comes immediately after Tos Meir Glayim, maybe you should be choshesh that there's a hargasha as per the sugya in the beginning of Heroic Kesem. So Moshe says, as long as you're wiping yourself naturally, so the amount of time between the end of the Tos Meir Glayim and the Kinuach is going to be more than sheer vest. The only potential problem is if you're rushing, so then you may do it faster, and then maybe you haven't passed Ashir Vest, maybe then you have to be choshesh for argashav lo
adaita. Yes, I was just going back to just mekabel tumah b'dai chatami in general.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a question parallel to that, since this question. Is it an issue for something on something as chatami not being mekabel tumah b'dai chatami? Is it an issue to make kiddush with cup as chatami? Because I understand that to make kiddush on using a cup as chatami is understanding that is mekabel tumah.
So there may be different gradations of chad pami. I mean, the way Ramosha describes toilet paper is a lot flimsier. That it's not the chad pami per se. It's that it's exceedingly flimsy and unusable. I use the term chad pami kind of as a term that we're used to. But one could definitely distinguish between a plastic cup, which in theory you could reuse, and relative to what they had 2,000 years ago is probably pretty sturdy, and toilet paper. So I don't think one, if you're going to be mekel on something, that's not mechayiv to be machmir on kiddush. Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember exactly what he said. I don't know if other people were there, but Reb Solovsky addressed it last week,
yeah.
Specifically the kiddush cup thing, in
okay.
The Q&A, saying that like the requirements for the cup are, in terms of the kli, are different. It's just about kli.
Right, and that's also true, but even...
Why can't I use a one-time use cup for kiddush, or be the essential cup?
If you need to have a kli, if you need a kli, that's not considered a kli. So. But let's leave kiddush aside for now. Yeah.
What's the practical case, like, what's the practical case of, like, how we discussed the toilet paper previously? Like, that everyone seemed to agree with the Moshe about. Like, what would be different about that case than the...
No, so there are a few issues you have to get through. Number one, fundamentally, is toilet paper mekabel tumah. So then you can be mekel like Ramosha that it's so flimsy it's not mekabel tumah. But even if you assume it's not mekabel tumah and you have a kesem on toilet paper, if it's lachar tos meir glayim, maybe you have to be choshesh that argashav levadaita. So that's what Ramosha says. If it's more than a sheer vest, which he defines as if you wait the normal time, then we're not choshesh for that.
Why would we be choshesh for argashav levadaita even if it's on a something that's not mekabel tumah,
that like, yeah, that is no what right. That's irrespective of the fact that you have kulas ksamim. If it's a case where the reality is that there could be a mass targasha because of Tos Meir Glayim, and it's right away afterwards toshir ves, so then maybe you have to be choshish for argashav levadaita independent of kulos ksamim. So that's as far as the argumento vadaita problem. And other poskim might be even more makel than Ramosha that. What about whether we treat kinuach as a vidika? So Ramosha writes in Os Tezayin Rabbi Eider that no, kinuach is not considered a vidika because the kinuach doesn't go anywhere near where the bedika goes, and the kinuach is more expansive outside. So Rav Moshe thinks that's not considered a bedika for purposes of, so you still have the right to rely on kulos ksamim, you don't have to consider that a bedika. Rabbi Karr quotes that from Rav Yoshev as well, Mishmar Satara Paragimel Se'if Zion. And even though the Sidrei Torah is Machmir, Sidrei Torah, the end of Sifkat and Nun Zayin, that's not quoted in Halacha by Poskim. Yeah.
So
actually, let me just say one more thing, and then I'll come to you. Then the Rabbi Morgenstern quotes in Perek Nun Seif Yudalid that even though in principle a kinuach may not be considered a bedika, but he quotes from Rav Yashiv another consideration when it comes to a kesem on a piece of toilet paper, that should be considered a kesem al misara as opposed to a kesem al chaluka. Because if a kesem appears on the toilet paper, it clearly came from gufa, meaning it, if it's caught on the toilet paper, you wiped your body, and the dam obviously was somewhere on your body, and then came onto the toilet paper. So Rabbi Morgenstern questions Rabbi Yashiv, that should be considered a kesem al bisara and not al chaluka. And therefore, if we're machmir like the Rambam, that there's no shear for a kesem al bisara, then even Pachas Migris should be problematic. Badia Shulchan writes this himself, Midate. He raises this as a consideration, without explanation. Badia Shulchan, the Urim to Sif Lam and Gimel. And the Chuvas B'Tzela Chachma says this as well, of the Salah Stern, the Ratzinger's brother. Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Kafei, Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Kafei, that is considered a kesem al basara, not al chaluka. But most poskim don't assume that way. Most poskim assume that ilumaisa, if you see it on the toilet paper, that's considered a kesem al material, a kesem al bigadeha, not a kesem al basara. Yeah.
If Ramosha holds it, it's not good for being a dika.
Yeah.
So then, why did it matter for the purpose of our Kodamata whether or not it's Kinoach is quicker or not?
So even if it does, so the two distinct issues. If it's a Bedika, so then you have to, a Bedika you treat, there's no coolest climb amount of Bedika because it went, it went up enough that you have to assume that came mibisara, came minarecha. Argashel v'daita is a step lower than that. That maybe you have to be choshesh if there's dam that's associated with the talis meiraglayim. So maybe there was a mass targasha at the time that the meiraglayim came out. Those are two distinct considerations. Okay, Yoni.
You said from Morgenstern that with, in the Raman, if you assume it's al-Basara, right, Pachnigris is a problem. That doesn't necessarily affect the Navish Makabal Toba or Inu Makabal Toba.
That's independent of the Makabal Toba consideration.
Right.
That has to do with Shear Gris.
Right. Meaning, in a Hanami, if you do a Kinuach and find something that's published to be Shear Gris, al-Basara, you're saying that should be an issue.
Right. It would, then the fact that Emma Kabbalah Tumah doesn't help you.
You can't have it all gris and all Darshan and Kabbalah Tumah at the same time. Because to me it sounds like both, right? In other words, you're only seeing it on Darshan and Kabbalah Tumah on the toilet paper.
But even if you'll say the toilet paper is Emma Kabbalah Tumah, which, by the way, Rabbi Yoshua himself isn't so convinced of that for because he doesn't subscribe to Rav Moshe's flimsy argument. But even if you would argue that it's Eina Mekabel Tuma, but if you treat it as a gris, so you're saying...
Your gris is irrespective of...
That's correct.
Like, until you assume that
mm-hmm.
the fact that it's on...
I mean, you view that as a sheer gris al basar, right?
Right. Okay.
But anyway, that I thought we passed in most questions said non-grammar, right?
It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and that's, it still is a machlok as later. So even if you... So if you are... Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So fundamentally, according to most poskim, one way or another, there are ways out of a kesem that you find on a piece of toilet paper. But nevertheless, it is recommended to use, number one, colored toilet paper, which I think is harder to come by these days than it was 20 years ago. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's hard to find colored toilet paper these days.
How colored would it need to be?
So we'll talk about that next time, Mr. Hashem. But we'll talk about Sivadim next time. But aside from that, the recommendation, Rav Vosner's recommendation, Rav Will's recommendation, is that a woman should never look at toilet paper because it's just asking for problems. So people should be trained not to look, and that's the best etza to avoid the shyness. If someone does look, then in most situations, you combine everything we discussed, it would probably be ground as lakula. Yeah?
Would it be, in terms of assuming that it came from the body,
mm-hmm.
would that mean you didn't look at the toilet paper even before you wiped with it? Like maybe it was already on there before you wiped?
That's highly unlikely.
Like maybe sometimes there's like blotches on the side, I don't know, nothing like that.
Have you ever seen blotches on your toilet paper before you used it?
It's like a mark from something, no, never. Don't we assume that you can like look at this thing before you...
That's by a bedika, right? It's an AJ and a bother. But if you're talking about a concern of a kesson,
And the reason not to look is because of being machmer for Rabbi Yoshua.
The reason not to look is why should you have to... Everything is totally about focus. So the fact that you could find the start of the lock on the end doesn't mean you should put yourself in that situation.
Is anybody besides Rabbi Yoshua saying that this is Mekal Tumah?
So again, so first you have the threshold question whether paper is Mekal Tumah at all, so that's a major machlokes of Doli Achron. Then even if you say it's Mekal Tumah, so you have the possibility of Rav Moshe that if it's so flimsy, maybe it's not going to be Mekal Tumah for that reason. So that's not everyone has to agree to that. Rav Yoshua didn't. It's not necessarily so Pasha. And then you have to deal with the question of are we concerned about Argishav L'daita? You have to deal with the question of maybe at the Dembedika Nadi Kinuach. There's a lot of questions that have to be made about that. So why put yourself in that potential situation? So there's always a natural tendency to look. So the eight says to overcome the natural tendency and not to look. Not to look at the water, not to look at the toilet paper. Okay. The one remaining nekuda that I want to talk about as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is synthetic material. And let's leave that for next time. And then we'll talk about Sivonim. So I guess next time will be after Rosh Hashanah. Time flies. Have you gotten into the Sivonim Marmakomis yet? Yeah? Are you through it? No? Okay. Sorry?
I'm halfway through.
Okay, fine. So we'll... Okay, once you finish that, then just... go through the rest of the simon quickly. Mechabrama, Shaktis, Ketshuva. That should take you some time because it's another 45 sifim. Fine. So Mirza Shem, we'll have the next year at Tzom Gedalia. Mincha is probably going to be 1:30. So I guess we'll start 5-10 minutes after Mincha's over, probably around 2:15. Okay, and then we'll figure out, we'll get one more in the Mirza Shem before Yom Kippur. So I hope, it looks like the next 2 shiurim and we'll get through Tzivonim, and then we'll probably have 1 shiur after we come back after Sukkot to go through the rest of the Simon quickly with highlights. Okay.